大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又收听开言英语带给你的节目。
Hey guys, long time no see, this is Adam.
那今天呢，我们要说说，哎，其实我们的节目做了这么多年哦，从来没有说过这个话题，就是
My English is very poor.
我英语不太好，对，所以那天我在刷我们所有历史上做过的节目，然后我想怎么会呢？ How could we have never covered this one?
Really? We never have?
对啊，因为就是虽然你想说 my English is very poor， 但是我们也要用相对比较好的英语告诉别人你英语不太好这件事，是吧？
Interesting.
对，而且我觉得今天最重要的呢，还是我们要教大家一些对策，一些 strategies， 就是告诉别人 your English is not very good 以后，你怎么跟他说？你能不能把这个事儿说的简单一点呀？你能不能说的慢一点？
Slow.
对，好，那今天呢，我们会把所有我们的心血，我们要教大家的东西都放在我们的配套微信推送里面，所以别忘了到我们的微信公众号来看一下，我们就叫开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。OK， 那第一要问 Adam 的就是 My English is very poor， 这个是不是很 Chinglish？只有中国人会讲的。
The thing is, it's not bad, right? It's just that it's like long time no see, or like fine thanks, and you. It's not bad, it's just everybody says it.
就是已经变成非常 formulaic.
Yes.
就每个人都讲这个啊。所以我们今天呢，教大家不同的方法来说你英语不太好。好，那先问一下 Adam, 如果直接说 Oh, sorry, my English is bad. How does that sound?
Bad?
就是很 Chinglish 是吧
Yeah, it's, yeah, a little bit.
It sounds a little awkward. 就是 native speakers 不会用我的什么什么 skill 很 bad 直接这样说是吧
Right.
那你们会怎么说呢
I would probably say something like, it's not that good.
Ah, so my English is not that good. 可以说什么 my English isn't all that great.
I like that one, yeah.
也可以是吧 Your English isn't all that great.
Yeah, my English isn't all that great.
就 isn't all that good or isn't all that great. 这个就听起来非常自然了。
Right.
是吧？好像就是说，哎，不太好啊，用英语就可以 isn't all that 怎么怎么样来表达。
Right, right.
好，那我们很多朋友也是嘛，在学校校园里面其实学过很多年的英语，但后面可能不学了，忘了什么的。这个时候你可以怎么讲呢？
There's a great word for this, rusty.
Rusty 就是生锈是吧
Right.
Like iron.
Yeah, it rusts.
对，所以如果你有一门技能但好久不用了就可以用 rusty 来表达。
Yeah, you could say my English is a little rusty. You could say it's getting rusty.
这两种都可以是吧 R-U-S-T-Y, rusty.
Rusty.
那接着你也可以跟着说一句就是 I need to 啊什么 brush up my English.
Need to brush up a bit.
Brush up 就是要把那个 rust 擦掉的意思 right?
Right.
Oh, it's getting rusty, so I need to brush up. OK, 好，那接下来我觉得不得不说的一个呢，就是在口语里面，特别一些比较 casual, 比较轻松的氛围，很多朋友可能会说 My English
sucks.
sucks 啊，sucks 是算多脏或者多不脏的一个词。
I guess I wouldn't say it to my boss or my grandma, but you're my boss, and I probably would say it to you if I had a different boss.
对，我觉得 sucks 这个词呢，就是可能只 just use it with your friends or your peers. 就有的时候 coworkers 大家年纪和级别 ranking 差不多的，but not in the office,
right? Or with your grandma.
没错，没错啊！但是千万要注意的就是，有的时候会听到朋友说 my English
is very suck.
对，因为 suck 是一个动词、
right.
所以你不能说 is very suck、对吧就是 my English sucks
Right, if you say my English is very suck Then your English is very suck
好那学完了这些怎么表达 Your English is not very good isn't all that good 我觉得接下来呢我们教大家一些 practical ways to deal with it
Right
比如啊，出国对吧？不管是什么 check in 在酒店 check in 或者买一个东西，那个人讲话很快 ，the native speaker 讲话很快。
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What are you doing?
那你可以怎么说呢 ？Could you say, "Beg your pardon"? Pardon me.
Pardon me. Beg your pardon. I mean, those are really formal.
Ah, so pardon 是很正式的，是吧
？Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say like, "Beg your pardon."
Beg your pardon.
I guess that's a bit better, but.
那怎么说比较好呢
？I just say, "Come again."
Come again, come 就是 C-O-M-E 来的那个
Right, yeah. Come again?
I've never heard of that.
Really?
对，因为我不是 native speaker,现在 native speaker 跟我们说你可以直接讲 come again.
I think it's more British.
啊，英国，啊，因为你现在在看英剧是吧
Yeah.
Adam is watching The Crown.
The Crown.
而且天天说就是 I can't stop watching The Crown.
It's great, yeah, I keep crying. It's beautiful.
你 what draws you into it? 你喜欢里面
的 tradition, history,
传统 honor.
Also the like just from a linguistic point of view, I just like the way they speak. Like the Queen's English is really
so proper, right?
Proper and then yeah, interesting.
好，那我们不说女王英语了，我们来说说很接地气的。你怎么跟人家讲 ？Come again， 再说一遍啊。可以直接说 ，Could you repeat that?
Yeah, that's pretty.I mean, like, even I would say that to my friends. Like, what'd you say? Could you repeat that?
Repeat 就是再说一遍嘛，对吧 Say it again. 哎，那可以直接说 Could you say it one more time?
Yeah, could you say that again? See, you're probably going to want to say something like, I didn't get that, or I didn't catch that.
然后 could you say that again?
Could you say it again?
对、
yeah.
So, I didn't get that or I didn't catch that. 意思就是我刚刚没听清楚或者没听见、对不对、
right.
我是觉得啦 I didn't catch that or I didn't get that. 可能稍微有也有一点 problematic 有点问题的就是也许那个人以为你是没听见所以他就原话同样以同样很快的语速又说了一遍、然后你还是 didn't catch that
Right, yeah Well, hopefully the other person can understand
Yeah, hopefully they might be able to you know, pick up on 叫什么 pick up the cues
The cues, yeah But of course not everybody can pick up those cues So if you need to sayto the person, you know, a bit slower,、could you speak, like, that's fine.
所以直接可以说 could you speak a little slower?
I hope you guys don't have to say that, because、again, I hope the other person can understand,、but if you need to, that's fine.、
could you speak a little slower?
Could you speak a little slower? You could say more slowly, but a little slower, I think, is better.
对，因为语法上最正确的应该是 could you speak more slowly、
right.
但是在日常口语当中基本上人家就会说 could you speak a little slower、
right.
对吧、但英语考试大家别这样啊、
right.
这个语法是错的好的那可不可以就直接说我没有听明白你刚刚说的就是 I didn't quite understand what you just said
Well I think that's a great word that little quite there because、we could put that with anything I didn't quite catch that I didn't quite get that I didn't quite understand that
对我觉得这个也是一个很好的小窍门就是怎么让你的英语听起来更加的流利更加的 native、就是加这种像quite、
right.
对吧 I didn't quite understand 就像我们前面说 my English isn't all that good、
right.
其实这个功用是差不多的啊、好那今天我们教了大家一些啊非常自然非常地道的方法怎么来表达有 English is a little rusty, is not that good. 或者可不可以这样说 I've just started learning.
Yeah, you can say you're a beginner. That's fine.
Okay, 对 then hopefully, your interlocutor, 这很正式的一个词是吧就是你的对话方哈、他会理解你然后呢讲的 a little slower 然后 hopefully they'll also just put it in simple terms
yeah hopefully
用简单的方法啊 Adam 刚一直在说 hopefully 因为他一直很想做的一期节目就是日常口语中非常好用的一些副词一些
totally
adverbs 是吧好那因为 Adam 也很久没有出现在潘吉杰尼的节目里面如果大家很想念他下次也去听那期节目
Absolutely
好那其实我们所有开言的听众我们的用户大家在一起学习就是因为 we are all still learning, 对不对？
All of us.
就算英语很好的，每天其实我觉得也能学到新的东西啊。那也希望看源在这条道路上呢，每天都是大家很好的一个陪伴。好， thank you for listening. And if you would like to learn more, if you want to brush up and also refine, 就让你的英语越来越好，大家可以看看我们的会员课程，因为我们是全英语的，而且最近很多朋友说啊，其实我真的觉得市面上很少有像开言这样全外教主播全英语提供的这样学习的内容，但是又很贴近我们中国学习者的需求，我们的使用场景啊，所以也谢谢大家对我们的支持。 We'll keep that going and we'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.